Something tells me in my heart, like, think twice. Are you doing it for these people, or are you doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is Hawa, and you're listening to Hawa Unscripted. Welcome back to another episode and to the new series, The Love of Hijab. This episode, I invited a sister to share her hijab love story.
Okay, so with hijab, I want you to take me back to the very beginning, like childhood beginning. Did you wear hijab as a child, or is it something that you decided to wear later on?
I actually started on my own. When was it? 2021? Yeah, 2021. 2020, 2021. Like during COVID time. My 11th grade year of high school.
Oh, Allahumma bar. What was that like? Like, what moments led up to you making that decision?
I always wanted to wear the hijab, but I didn't feel confident. As if, you know, all of us women, we don't sometimes, when you're starting, you don't feel confident because it's like, oh, my face looked too tubby, or my head looked too tight, you know? My dad used to leave me at my cousin's house, and their kids, like, I'm way older than their kids. Like, there's like 10 years between me and the oldest child. And when she would leave the house, even if it's like throwing the trash, she would wear the hijab. And I was like, wow, it's just, that's beautiful. Ramadan 2021, I, you know, was making tons of dua because I was like, I want to start wearing the hijab. And mind you, the way I used to wear the hijab, I used to wear it in a turban, like, you know, like my hair was covered, but it was in a turban. But I wanted to actually wear the hijab fully, you know, and gain confidence. So Ramadan 2021, I was making tons of dua, and the dua was, oh Allah, grant me modesty, which I can feel confident in. And it was like a constant thing, whether it's in sujood, whether it's just, you know, dua, just the last bit of the night, I was doing it constantly. So then 2022 comes around, and which is 11th grade in high school, that the week before Ramadan started, Ramadan 2022, I was like, I'm gonna wear the hijab and I'm gonna go to school. So while as I'm walking to school, like, I'm having doubts, like, oh my gosh, what will people think of me? How are they, you know, like, oh my gosh, are they gonna be like, oh, she's just a Ramadan Muslim, like, out of nowhere, you know, Ramadan is coming up, she's wearing the hijab now. Like, my school is a very small school, so I was quite known. So as I'm walking, I'm having doubts, I'm overthinking it. Then I stop and I turn around, I'm walking back, I get close to my door, but something tells me in my heart, like, think twice. Are you doing it for these people, or are you doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because the hijab is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people that you're overthinking of how they would think of you, they're just a creation just like you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of you guys. So why are you overthinking about what these people are going to say about you? I'm contemplating, I'm thinking about it. So then I took a deep breath in, and then I was like, let me go to school. So I turned back around, and I started walking to school. And when I walked into the school, I remember my first step inside the school, I was like, bismillah. And as I walk in, I'm walking. People are looking at me, but they're asking me, they're like, oh my gosh, Mariama. This one girl, she came up to me, she was like, oh my gosh, Mariama, you're a hijabi now? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh my gosh, Allahumma barak, mashallah. And I was like, thank you. And surprisingly, nobody really said anything. Like, I was just overthinking it myself.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're talking about, the overthinking, because I live in my head. And, like, I had a similar experience where, like, I would cover my hair, but I wouldn't wear, like, proper hijab. And then when I decided to make the decision of wearing it properly, like, it was at work. And I was, like, so afraid. I was like, oh, my God, what will they think? Oh, my God, I don't want to do this. And then when I walked in, I just felt like everyone was staring at me. I was, like, so self-conscious. And then someone also complimented me. Like, oh, I like that. Because I didn't know what it was called. I was like, oh, thank you. I'm already thinking people are staring because they're like, oh my gosh, she's wearing hijab. But they're just like curious, you know?
Yeah.
But after deciding to wear hijab, was there any point or like experiences that you've experienced because of hijab that kind of made you wary? And if that was the case, what made you want to keep it on?
I was walking down the street one time, me and my friend, and then group of people, you know, they're recording for YouTube, preaching, you know, about their religion, you know, and they're passing out these papers, and they gave me a piece of paper, which I took, and I gave it to my friend, and then he insisted to give me another piece of paper. I was like, oh, no, thank you, I am Muslim, and, you know, he asked me about my background, where you're from, all of that thing. I said, give me Conakry, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So then he goes and he yells at his other friend, and she's like, oh, she's Muslim. She's refusing to take our paper. So he goes and he went black. Like, Islam was created 600 years. I just went off. And then he was like, that's why you're wearing, because I was wearing a full black kilbab, like very long, everything just black. And he was like, that's why you're wearing that thing on your head. And I turned to him and I smiled and I was like, you know what? Alhamdulillah. Because if I wasn't wearing this, imagine what other stuff that you could say. You know, this hides my identity. You feel me? I don't know. Like, I just felt more happy to continue wearing the hijab. I suppose it's a motivation. And people stop me and they're like, oh, I like what you're wearing, kids. Sometimes when I'm walking around, they'd be like, oh, mommy, what is she wearing? Because I mostly wear black. But they're like, oh, mommy, what is she wearing? You know? And it's like, I don't know. It gives me a happy feeling that other people are seeing me like this.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Like, hijab is very beautiful. And I love that the ignorant experience didn't take away from, like, how you felt about it. Because, like, when you're a Muslim woman, your hijab identifies you as that. Like, you can't hide your Islam in a way. It's a form of dawah for people who aren't exposed to Islam or who don't really understand modesty or veiling. Some people see it as oppression. For us, it's very liberating, you know?
Yes.
But that experience makes me wonder, what do you love most about your hijab?
What do you mean by that? Like, you know what? What do I love about my hijab?
Yeah, so like, for like example, me, like, what I love most about my hijab is the discipline that it gives me. Like, before I was wearing proper hijab, I used to be a very different person. Like, my hijab really brings me back and, like, keeps me God conscious. Now, like, I'm just like, I don't ever want to give Islam a terrible representation. And my hijab is, like, very important to me. So, like, in other situations where I would, like, you know, lash out or behave un-Islamically, my hijab, like, brings me back. And I'm like, you know what? It's not that deep. I'll let it go. I'll be the bigger person. You know, that type of thing. Like, I just love that about my hijab. But I know if I wasn't in proper hijab, I'm like, you know what? I don't care what people think. Let me tell you about yourself.
Yes. One thing I love about my hijab is, number one, yes, it gives me, you know, talk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember about a long time, like, why am I wearing it? To commend it, you know. Another one is how, like I said previously, it hides my identity. I'm a shy person when I wear the hijab. Like, not everybody's going to get to know me. And, like, once again, the reason why we wear the hijab is, you know, protection from the hellfire, protection from guys lurking. And it's like, it hides me. I don't like when a lot of people talk to me. Yeah, it just allows me to be hidden, basically.
All while earning the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, I absolutely love that. Okay, as far as hijab, like, what advice would you give to any sisters who are struggling to start or struggling to, like, keep it on?
Okay, well, number one, I know this is going to be kind of harsh, but one advice that I will, you know, based off my experience, I thought twice and I was like, who am I doing it for? Am I doing it for the creation? Am I doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded it. It's not something that he was like, oh, just do it, you will get the reward for it, or you won't get punished for it. No, it's a command, and there's a reason behind every command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid down. So we must all follow his command. We might feel discouraged, we might be like, oh, you know, I don't feel ready right now, but if you, like, I don't know if you know the thing, if you leave something haram for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll get something better in return. So if you start the hijab for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you overthinking, it's like, you just overthinking, it's your mind playing with this, the shaitan playing with this. But you're good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you because you wear that hijab. Take your time. But I started with the turban. I got off with the turban, later on gained confidence wearing the full hijab. That's one advice that I always give somebody. And know that the hijab is a protection to try to follow the footsteps of our beloved Muslim thing out there. I don't know if it's really advice, but
I'm glad that you mentioned, like, the turban thing, because I feel like a lot of, like, girls experiment with their hijab, and I think it's important to have the intention of wearing it properly. Like, you know, if you aren't wearing it properly yet, but I hate that, you know, women, the hijab, they're attacked for not wearing proper hijab right away. Because, like, when we struggle, when someone struggles with, like, salah or even making making all five, we never tell them, oh, just stop praying. When a sister, like, you know, struggles with her doctor, we're like, oh, just take it off. Oh, just take it off. It's like you appreciate it so much more after the struggle. Because you know what it took for you to, you know, finally start wearing it correctly. Or you appreciate it that much more because you know what it was like to be without it. And, like, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah for the people who could put it on right away. And, like, there's no struggle. And you just have that connection with your hijab. Like, Allahumma barik, may Allah keep them steadfast. But some people do struggle, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just wish that people were more understanding. And, like, when giving nasiha or advice, it isn't so hard. Like, and if you're advising someone, like, you know, like, there's nothing wrong with advice, and advice is always good, but be gentle with the advice, you know? And if someone is struggling after that advice, you can't be upset with them because you've done your part. If you want to come back later and give advice again, like, gently, perfect. But, like, attacking someone for not is not productive. Yeah. It's regressive, and I think as a community, we need to do better.
I would like to also, you know, date back in time when the companions used to, you know, advise each other, they would advise it in a way to where it's like, okay, yeah, you're doing this. I want to see you in Jannah, you know. Mm-hmm. But in our time, it's like, it's a harsh way, like, oh, you're not wearing the hijab, astaghfirullah, you know. And it's like, think about how other people would think, you know. And also, like I said, dating back again, when the companions, they used to advise each other, they would take that advice in consideration. They wouldn't be like, oh, everyone is on their own journey. Yes, Allah guides who He will, but take in consideration, because that person telling you right there can be a guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
Okay, and opposite to that question, do you have any advice or tips or anything you would like to share with sisters who are already wearing hijab?
If you can do better, do better. If you can improve, improve. So if you're wearing the hijab, like, for example, you're wearing the hijab because, you know, we're supposed to cover our full body. Hijab is not just, you know, the hair alone. It's the full body, you know. If you can, if you're wearing the hijab with jeans and shirt, if you can do better, do better. Not, you know, don't follow social media trends, basically. If you can wear the hijab, try to wear the full coverage, you know.
Yeah. Anything else that you would like to share regarding hijab?
No. I would like to push the script, though. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead.
What is one tip that you would like to advise our sisters of this ummah?
That are already wearing hijab or just in general?
Just in general. Whether they're already wearing the hijab, whether they're struggling to wear the hijab, they're seeking help, things of that sort.
Okay, so first and foremost, just because, you know, it's the month of Ramadan, and I feel like everyone is, like, you know, working on their deen and without shade on here, it's a little bit easier. It's easy to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do things for the sake of Allah during this month. But I just want people to know that Ramadan should be a momentum for who you want to be outside, like, once Ramadan is over. So if you started wearing hijab, don't let Eid be the day you take it off, and may also pound so I can be steadfast in it and then you keep it on. I think my first advice would be that. And then for those sisters who are already wearing it, to guard your hijab. Like, you mentioned social media before. I think we're in a day and age where social media is so big, and alhamdulillah, it has its benefits, but it also has its disadvantages. And I think we're influenced a lot as, like, women. Like, we see trends and we run with them. And, like, they're cute, but some of it doesn't really align with hijab, you know? I would say guard your hijab and don't allow yourself to be influenced and take steps back, if that makes any sense.
No.
Women in general, you are loved, sister. Like, I have so much love for my Muslim sisters, hijab wearing, not hijab wearing. Just being, like, you know, a girl in general is very hard. Like, we're just girls. I just have much love for you guys. I know that your effort does not go unnoticed. I mean, I'm just trying to make it easy for all of you. And continue to keep you guys steadfast and inspire you guys towards hijab and put the place of love of hijab in your heart, place the love of haya and modesty in your heart, and make us humble before Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Beautiful advice. And, like, I would like to touch on what you said. It's the month of Ramadan, you know. If you want the hijab this Ramadan, continue it afterwards. That's basically your go-to right there. Like, don't even stop, because if you stop, if you wear it just in Ramadan and then you wait till Ramadan is over, then you take it off, you're going to get discouraged again. You're already wearing it for a whole month. You might as well just continue because people already saw you wearing it for a whole month, right? Beautiful.
Thank you so much for coming on and having this conversation with me. I really love like having conversations about hijab, especially now that I'm just like so in love with it versus before, just like, you know, wearing it just because I had no connection to it. But now that I actually love wearing my hijab, I just like love talking about it. I love seeing people wear it, especially like when there's places like in France where it's so difficult to be visibly Muslim there, like with the hijab bans, the burkini bans, the whole abaya bans, because there's schools for like young girls. It's so disheartening. And here in America, we aren't favored. I don't know how to word it, but alhamdulillah, we have that choice where some places and some cities don't have that choice around the world. So yeah, I'm just like very grateful, and I just love having conversations about it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story when you hear somebody just talk about how, you know, they're guided to wear the hijab and things of that sort, because it's like you were chosen to be of those women, you know, like it's beautiful. Allahumma barak.
Allahumma barak. And that's what I was so excited about, having this conversation with you and starting this series, because a person's relationship with their hijab is very unique, no matter how similar experiences are. And maybe, you know, someone who isn't wearing hijab hears an episode and is inspired to embark on their own journey, or someone who is wearing hijab and was struggling like this helps keep their feet firm. This, like, it can support anyone in any way, you know? Or, I don't know if guys listen to this a lot. I just assume because I'm a girl, girls listen. But the guys who are listening maybe can become more supportive of their sisters or have just, like, some type of understanding.
That's all that I have for you guys today. I really, really hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. If you're a sister who wants to share a hijab story, please don't hesitate to DM me on Instagram at howunscripted or shoot me an email at howunscripted@gmail.com. As always, share this episode with anyone you think would benefit from it. Jazakallah khair for listening, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.